I just wanted to make one more point before we enter into the actual explanation of the text. The author of this text, Kamala Shila, and his master, Shantarakshita, and together with another master, Indian master, known as Jnanagarbha, these three belong to a particular group which represents a reading of interpretation of Nagarjuna's philosophy that is slightly divergent, different from those followed by Chantakirti and Buddhapalita. And the principal difference between these two camps is that although they are both sort of equal in reading Nagarjuna's philosophy of emptiness, you know, by means of understanding the equality between dependent origination and emptiness, seeing the union of dependent origination and emptiness, there is a difference between these two approaches, because Chantakirti and Buddhapalita rejects any notion of intrinsicness, any notion of intrinsic reality or intrinsic identity, whereas Kamala Shila and Shantarakshita and Jnanagarbha, they represent a school of interpreting Nagarjuna, whereby they do accept a degree of intrinsicness, degree of inherentness to the identity and existence of things. So that's a kind of a philosophical divergence in the reading of Nagarjuna. That's a point I just wanted to make. And just as they accept a degree of objective inherentness to identity and existence, similarly, they also accept that our cognition of things as possessing some kind of intrinsic nature is not false, is valid.